From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm John Idstey, sitting in for Jennifer Ludden. The Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry tried to change the conversation of the presidential campaign today, away from foreign policy and back to domestic issues. President Bush took the day off, but yesterday he visited the all-important state of Ohio. Today it was Senator Kerry's turn to court the voters there. He visited a titanium plant in Niles, where voters have been locked out of their jobs since rejecting a contract almost a year ago. Mr. Kerry shook hands with workers on the picket line, passed out donuts, and offered words of support.
Well, we shouldn't have workers standing out in the street like this. We ought to be trying to get people back to work.
This Tuesday, the focus of the fall campaign will shift to the vice presidential candidates. Vice President Dick Cheney and Senator John Edwards will meet in Cleveland, Ohio, at Case Western Reserve University. Mr. Cheney, a stern, articulate, seasoned politician, the consummate Washington insider, will sit down at a table with a youthful, energetic, and highly successful trial lawyer, Mr. Edwards. John Margolis, a former political correspondent for the Chicago Tribune, has covered many vice presidential debates and served on the panel of journalists for the 1988 debate between Republican Dan Quayle and Democrat Lloyd Benson. He joins us now. Welcome, Mr. Margolis.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Mr. Margolis, of course, one of the most memorable moments from a vice presidential debate was in 1988. You were there for this famous exchange between Dan Quayle and Lloyd Benson.
I have as much experience in the Congress as Jack Kennedy did when he sought the presidency. I will be prepared to deal with the people in the Bush administration if that unfortunate event would ever occur.
Senator Benson.
Senator, I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
John Margolis, you must have known at the time this would go down in American political history.
Yes, in fact, although serving on the panel is really not a good perspective for judging what's newsworthy and what ought to be the lead, there was no doubt about that one.
But the Bush-Quayle ticket still won, so not much effect on the vote.
Well, right. It's very interesting. You can have a dramatic effect and an obvious sort of soundbite moment out of a debate that doesn't really have much impact, whereas last week the debate did not have a soundbite moment, but appears from the polls I've been reading about this morning to have had some impact. However permanent, we don't know.
Has any vice presidential debate that you've listened to or studied in history ever swayed the election?
Well, the short answer is no, because apparently the swing voter, at least, doesn't really care about the second spot on the ticket. The one possible exception would be 1976, where it ended up to be quite a close election, and Senator Dole's performance in the debate with Senator Mondale was not Dole at his best. It was Dole. The sour Dole came out in the wisecrack about Democrat wars and his general demeanor. And so while Bob Dole can be a very appealing and impressive candidate, he didn't have a good night. And I suppose you could go back and say, well, among the four or five things that cost Gerald Ford that election was Bob Dole's performance that night. But that would be conjecture. There's no incident you can point to and say the vice presidential nominee lost the race in general or and particularly at a debate.
Can you imagine something like that happening between Mr. Cheney and Mr. Edwards on
Well, this
on
could
Tuesday
be a
night.
Pretty vigorous debate. My first thought would be, who would want to debate John Edwards, a guy who we're told could make juries drink out of his hand and do whatever he wanted with them? But the electorate is not a jury, and it's a different format and a different turn of mind you need. So I'm not sure, because Dick Cheney can also be a pretty tough counterpuncher. So it could be a very lively debate, and I wouldn't be terribly surprised if a memorable phrase did come out of this debate.
Mm-hmm. How important is it for Mr. Edwards simply to appear presidential? Certainly Dan Quayle didn't appear very presidential, and the Bush-Quayle ticket still won.
Yeah, and I think Edwards has something of the same problem. Like Mr. Quayle, he looks even younger than he is, and not terribly much experience. So that will be a challenge for him to make sure that he looks sufficiently dignified and comes across sufficiently dignified with a certain amount of gravitas.
Well, there was another case where a vice presidential candidate did not appear very presidential. That was back in 1992 when Ross Perot chose Admiral James Stockdale to run with him. Let's hear a moment from that debate. It's been a real gift to comedians everywhere.
Right, I remember.
Admiral Stockdale, your opening statement, please, sir.
Who am I? Why am I here?
John Margolis, I don't suppose you're expecting a moment like that on this Tuesday.
I doubt it. These two guys are professional, experienced candidates. Mr. Stockdale was not. And actually, the funny thing or the bad thing was not so much that he asked that question, but he never really answered it.
Well, if it's not asking that kind of question, what should Vice President Cheney and Senator Edwards be doing to make the audience sit up and take notice?
Well, I think what we're going to see is Edwards on the attack on issues, domestic and foreign, and Cheney defending the administration. I think the situation dictates what their roles are going to be. And I think it may be quite a lively debate.
Do you think both candidates kind of need to tamp down their roles up to this point in the campaign? Vice President Cheney has been sort of Dr. Doom as he's gone around the country warning people of terrorist attacks, and Mr. Edwards has sort of been seen as the Mr. Optimist, ebullient, and everything's fine, we'll go forward, that sort of thing. Do they need to temper their regular campaign personalities?
Well, I think, yes, to the extent that I think Mr. Edwards has to be not too bouncy and almost sometimes too cute, and Mr. Cheney, as you suggested, has to be not too grim and grouchy. Cheney's poll numbers are not very good. I don't know that that's going to be a big drag on the ticket, but they aren't very good. And one of the reasons, I think, is people do think he's something of a sourpuss, as well as that he speaks intemperately sometimes. So I think he has to watch that. But in a way, he's got the easier task. If he cracks a few jokes, that would go a long way toward easing his gloominess reputation.
John Margolis, a former political correspondent for the Chicago Tribune, has covered many vice presidential debates. He joined us from his home in Barton, Vermont. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.